Mayors with the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative will be working more closely with the Netherlands, learning what actions have been taken to protect the Rhine River from climate change. The group is also initiating discussions with people living along the Amazon, Euphrates, and Yellow Rivers. MRCTI Director Colin Wellenkamp says the Mississippi River Valley is the most agriculturally productive zone on the planet, and working with those other major food-producing regions is a necessity.
This is going to be not just about flooding and water management. It's going to be about the future of our food supply. Climate disruption is a major component of that, and so far, that part of the conversation really hasn't been emphasized.
Mayors from La Crosse, Onalaska, Prairie du Chien, and Prescott are involved in the initiative. President Obama has proposed funding FEMA's pre-disaster mitigation grant program at $200 million, which is a record high. In La Crosse, this program has been used to flood-proof and remove homes built in the city's floodplain. Mayor Tim Cabot and fellow members met with members of Congress this week, encouraging them to maintain the funding. Cabot says the grants can save money in the long run.
You do the investment and the project in the front end and prevent a lot of the emergency situation on the back end.
Cabot says in the future, these grants could be used to restore the city's marsh. The mayors also hope to see funding go up for the National Flood Insurance Program. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.